This is JIS News. Coming up, positive outcomes expected from economic reform program endorsement by President Obama. Senate passes Administrator General's amendment bill, and ministries urged to implement sexual harassment and disability policies. The news in detail after this message.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is anticipating positive outcomes for Jamaica from United States President Barack Obama's endorsement of the Economic Reform Program, ERP. President Obama's support of the ERP was expressed during a visit to the island April 8 to 9.
Our performance has caught the attention of the world, and they recognize that we are a country that is serious about taking our own future in our own hands and guiding ourselves along the path to a better future.
Dr. Phillips says President Obama's endorsement is expected to facilitate increased investments in key areas of the economy. He adds that as work continues to further strengthen Jamaica's economy by spurring growth, the administration will seek to have ongoing dialogue with the U.S. to find ways together to ensure that the country is able to successfully overcome challenges which may arise. Meanwhile, the finance minister on Monday welcomed the opportunity to chair the first Caribbean Regional Dialogue with members of the G20 Development Working Group, noting that the session is of great value to the Caribbean. Addressing the session at the World Bank and International Monetary Fund spring meeting in Washington, D.C., Dr. Peter Phillips said the session allowed for greater focus on issues affecting G20 countries and the Development Working Group of the G20.
It allowed us to bring to the attention the problem of low growth, high debt, which affects the whole Caribbean region, and the fact that the Caribbean is still suffering the effects of the crisis of 2008-2009. And where the consequences of that crisis are impeding the region's capacity to grow, particularly because of the high debt.
Minister Phillips says there's urgent need for the G20 to fulfill its promise to assist the Caribbean region in mitigating the effects of the financial recession of 2008. The G20 Development Working Group is responsible for implementing the G20 Development Agenda, which includes increased financing for infrastructure investment in developing countries. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner is calling on government ministries, departments, and agencies to implement sexual harassment and disability policies. This in a bid to foster a working environment that is free from unwelcome sexual advances and prohibitions to physical mobility. Speaking at the official launch of the Sexual Harassment and Disability Policies by the Urban Development Corporation Monday, Senator Faulkner said the initiative will provide protection to workers at the corporation.
I am confident that the adoption of these policies will serve not only as a model for other entities, but will result in a much healthier, safer, and respectful work environment at the UDC. Such an environment will support the dignity and protection of all members of staff, both present and in the future.
Senator Faulkner says through implementation of these policies, the UDC is demonstrating a zero-tolerance approach to the offenses of sexual harassment and discrimination against persons with disabilities. And the Administrator General's Amendment Bill, which aims to speed up the estate administration process in Jamaica, has been passed in the Senate. The bill seeks to amend the Act to establish a framework for the Administrator General to efficiently administer multi-generational estates and interstate estates. The legislation is also expected to assist in clearing the backlog of estate matters at the Administrator General's department. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the bill represents the most significant reform of the law of probate and administration of estates undertaken in Jamaica in over 160 years.
The bill has the potential to transform the lives of many families who have been adversely affected by the antiquated and cumbersome legal arrangements in this area, and to release to their rightful owners productive assets that have been tied up in a legal morass for decades.
That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.